Boi minei Abaye mirabe. Abaye ist der Scheile vom Rabbe. Chitzas hakanem kone kone poches mishloise nidin mishum diyoimet ilav. Let us first see the picture. The picture on page 44, number 16. There were kanem, and he made a diyoimet out of these kanem. That there was loved bentayim is nidin mishum diyoimet ilav. What does Rashi say? She'osso lekan ulekan ke'ein diyoimet. What is the Shaila? So the Ritva says, the Shaila of the Gemara is as follows. That since the whole halacha of diyumdim, of pasi birois, is the gvaldike kule, because it's the etzem etz poritz meruba loimet, so kaponim, now the whole hat is, you have a shame dalad mechitzis in the four corners, you have four geherige mechitzes, anama anama, so memele, that is matel, the whole rishus. So that is dafk if you have a good mechitze. Masha ein kein, if you have a mechitze grue, this is a mechitze shel shesi, like we had before the whole chumres by mechitze shel shesi, it's not a mechitze gemure, so could be, for pasi berois, they were not matel, achitzes kanim, because this is a mechitza gerua. Other afshanei, they were matter. Amalei tenisua, so he told them, we learned, it's enough in the barais. Hoyo shom ilon, oy geder, oy chitzes akanim, nidain mishum diyaimet, shteitach klo, that it helps. The chitzes akanim helps. So he answered him, my love, kone kone poches mishloishe. Chitzes hakanim is kone kone poches mishloishe. And for the Gemara, loy gudriso dekani. No. Chitzes hakanim is gudriso dekani. What is gudriso dekani? So Rashi says, Kanim mechuborim harbe be'etz echod samuch la'oretz u'milamaylo hein misparshim. So let us look in picture 17. And gudrisa de kanim is ois base. We have over there that on the bottom it is one thick eight, and then you have kanim growing out of it. And that's gudrisa de kanim. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, why is this any better than Chitzes HaKanim? Why is this better? So I saw in Goyin Yaakov, the Goyin Yaakov wants to say that he says a very interesting yesod. He says, we learned in the first Peirik that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Shir Lovud is Dalet Tvachim. Till Dalet Tvachim you say Lovud. If you have a mechitza that's gimel tvachim above the ground, I feel according to Rav Shimon Gamliel it's not good because gdiyim boikim boy. So you see that there's a chesoron gdiyim boikim, even though there's lovud, but gdiyim boikim shtels the teiras mechitza. He says, what if you, now he says, by a mechitza shel shesi, this is teich gimel, so there's no gdiyim boikim. That is true. There's no gdiyim boikim behedya, but there are gdiyim boikim b'shas atchak. A gdiyim will zech areindrein in a mechitza shel shesi, he'll be able to get through. Tvitvachim he gets through behedya. Less than tvitvachim he gets to a yidei atchak. So memele, so that, it seems from him, that is a chesoron of the mechitza shel shesi. That it's gdiyim boikim ayidei atchak. So it's be'etzim, it's a good mechitze, but the giroin sheboy is because gdiyim boikim ayidei atchak. So he says this good resedikani is baruch Hashem. The first, the bottom three tvachim is solid eights. And later he grows out the kanim. So memela, since the bottom three tvachim and itain is the ikar is the bottom, The ikar of the mechitza is the bottom. So al kaponim, the bottom prevents gedim from growing through. So memele, so this is better than a stam mechitza shel shesi. Astam mechitze shel shesi, you have the chesorin that they can go through ayyidei adchak, and here they can't go through ayyidei adchak. That's what the Goyin Yaakov says. I'm just wondering out loud if, let's say you'll have a mechitze that it is a little, that it's a little less than 3 tvachim above the ground. But a geherige mechitza, machtzelas. But there's a little less than 3 tvachim. So there the gedim can also be boikei al yedei adchak. Will that have the same din of kanim? I mean, the gemara klaz apsashayil of chitza sakanim. It seems from him the ikah problem is the bottom gimel tvachim. That's what the Goyin Yaakov says. I was thinking, lulei the mistafina, I was thinking perhaps according to the prima godim, after we could say a different pshat in the Gemara. I didn't find a klal pshat in the Gemara. There's a machlokes, the Chazaynish and the prima godim. Mishnah Berurah brings down the prima godim and Simen Shin Samach and Shaar HaTzion. We had a mechitza shel shesi is no good. It's a mechitza grua. You need a mechitza shel shesi ve'erev. Now what is the taitz of mechitza shel shesi ve'erev? So the primigodim is mitzaded, if you have a mechitza of shesi, you have kanim standing up, you'll have one board going horizontally on this mechitza, on top of it, you'll have one board going horizontally. So the primigodim says, that's a mechitza shel shesi ve'erev. That means that in the mechitza there's some erev also. That's called mechitza shel shesi ve'erev. The Chazanish vehemently disagrees with this primigodim, and he says the mechitza shel shesi ve'erev is that you have to have small chalonis. It has to be less than 3 tvachim. You have to have a chalonis of shesi ve'erev. One board going through will not make it a mechitza shel shesi ve'erev. Baal Kolponim, the prima godim did hold like that. So it could be according to the prima godim, if the bottom chelik of the diyamid is solid eighths, so this is better than the prima godim's case. Here you have 3 tvachim of solid eighths. So this shouldn't be worse than one band of shesi going across the mechitza. Here you have 3 tvachim of solid eight. So maybe this is enough to make it a mechitza shel shesi ve'erev. Al kolponim, the Gemara held that the chesorin of chitza sakanim does not apply by gudras edekami. So Memela, so the Gemara says that it's no raya. It's no raya from the Bereisa to your Shaila. Could be the Bereisa speaking about good risa de kan. Frag the Gemara, no, I can't be speaking about that. Ihochi hainu ilo. That's mamish an ilo. It means you have a trunk and then you have branches coming out. So here you have a lower trunk with branches coming out. Frag the Gemara, ve'elo mai. Kone poches mishloish. So what you'll say chitza sakanim is kone poches mishloish. So hainu gedda. So this is a wall. Here's a wall out of lovud, and there's a wall out of a mamish a solid mechitza. Alamai yisloch lameima trei gavni gedda. It's a different type of a wall. This is a mechitza shel shesi. This is also different than an Elon. An Elon, you have the whole trunk of the tree. You have already a trunk that's yud tvachim tall, and that's vav tvachim. That you have vav tvachim, you can make the yumdim out of it. So memela is that's one Elon. This Elon over here, the oivy tachtav is only 3 tvachim tall. So memela, even though in Shem it's called an Elon, but it's a different type of an Elon. Ika de Yamri, others said as follows, that the Shaila that Abaye asked, so the first Lashon was that Chitza Sakanim was a Shaila. In Gudras Edekani is Poshet that it helps. Ika de Yamri, Gudras Edekani komi boile. He asked them a Shaila of Gudras Edekani. In a prat, gudrese dekani is worse than chitzes akanim, because chitzes akanim we see in picture 16, this is mamish the yumdim. You see the yumdim over there. You see the two mechitzes, the right angles of the mechitzes. Masha'en kein, by gudrese dekani, you don't see the yumdim, the two mechitzes. Here, in order to make the two mechitzes, so the bottom chelik, you'll have to first make it a square, and then you'll cut out the ivy, and the top chelik, you'll have to go and cut out the extra kanim. There's a lot of royin to do in order to make gudrasa dekani, the yomdim. So in that nekude, chitzes akanim is much better than gudrasa dekani. So this is the second mahalach in the Gemara, that this was the Shaila. Ikedama gudras edekani kame boilei. Gudras edekani mai, omalei tenisua. Hoyo shom geder, oyilon, oychitzes akanim, nidain mishum dioimit. So what is chitzes akanim? My love gudras edekani. So he told them, loy, kone kone poches mishloish. No, the good chitzes akanim means kone kone poches mishloish. I hachi hainu geder, vela mai gudrasa dekani hainu ilon, al mai soch lemei metrei gavni ilon, ochanami trei gavni geder. So mele, you can't be machia what the Bereisa really means. Zogt Rashi, trei gavni ilon, ashmi inon, ilon sholem, de iko lemeimer yecholek, vi yecholkek, you take away the eagle and then you take away the ivy. Vashminen hai aval gav delekala meimahochi. Here over this alone is not sufficient. I think that's what Rashi means. Shari hoyel v'tachtov echot. Since on the bottom it is one. Vahave kidyoimit. I will kone poches mi gimoloi. Exactly what Rashi is saying over here, that Rashi is differentiating between an ilon. An ilon you say yecholek v'yechokek. Here, the Sfora I had mentioned in the Gemara, the Goyn Yaakov mentions, you have to say three things. You have to say yecholek v'yechokek, you have to take the kanim bentayim. And then he throws in, and it's also Mechitza Shel Shasi. He makes a whole geratschke to differentiate between, Gudrasa Dekani and the Ilon. The Lashon of Rashi is very unclear though. Rashi says, Afal Gav Delekala Meimahochi. Here you can't say Yecholek V'Yechokek. Shari. Hoyel, how Rashi feels, so why is it good? Hoyel v'tachtov echot, but since on the bottom of Kaponim it's one, v'habe ke diyoimit, so but yeah, you'll make it like a diyoimit misnama with all the cheshbonis, heistis. Avol kone poches mi gimoloi. Heistis, but this is still better than kone. You have to say more than ilon, but it's better than kone. My love gudrus edekani, Bishmamino, the Av al Gav, the Ein Oivyoi Vov, Begoiva Asore, this is the Girs of the Rishash, Omrin and Royin. Dachsmir, the Kavone is that even though there's no Oivy Vov in the whole Goiva, there's only an Oivy, that means a solid thickness of Vov Tvachim on the bottom three Tvachim, the rest is Kanim, Amrin and Royin. Like kona poches megimul daosi kidyoy mit mamish, ubaloy royin ike tikin ma'aryin. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Boi minei abaye mi rabbe. Abaye est a shayla from rabbe. Chotzer sheroisha nichnas lebein apasim. Mahu letalto mitoicho lebein apasim. So this is picture 18, that the chotzer opens up into the bein apasim. Is he allowed to be metaltal from his chotzer to into the Bein HaPasim? So the Ritva explains that the shaila of the Gemara is that like this, the halacha is one is not permitted to take from one rishus to another rishus, if they're living in that rishus. Now, legabi other halachas, we assumed that that pasim is called hukif ledire. People use it. That's legabi those halachas, hukif ledire. So is it considered that there are diyoirin there? I mean, all the people who use the pasim, they're called diyoirin. And memelus, I'm taking from one rishus to another rishus. I can't do it. Or it's not called diyoirin. Even though legabi the halacha of hukif ledir, it's called hukif ledir, it's not called the yerim. That was the shaila of Rabbah. Boy minei abaye me Rabbah, chotzer sheroi shenichnas lebein apasim, mao letaltol mitoicho lebein apasim, en apasim letoicho. Omer lei muta. And he answered him, it's muta. Zogt Rashi, the haleke di yerim bein apasim, the lisra alayu, the levi meitzim, milshusay lishus chavere. So that's what he was poishet. That's not called the yerim. It's got to be a hook of ledir, it's called the yerim, but in order to, there should be a nisa, a veruvi chatzeres, a nisa, in order to be a mechai veruvi chatzeres, or to aser, you need to have to geher get dir over there, pita, velina, this shimush of the Bein HaPasim is not a shimush of dire that's called I'm taking out from one rishus to another rishus. It's not called people are living there, so maybe you're allowed to take it out. Shtayimai. Then he asked him a second shayla. Shtayimai. So let us see Rashi. So let us see the Perish Chai. So the Perish Chai, the case of Shtayim, we have over here, we have two chatzeres that open up into the Bein HaPasim. Now this is problematic. Because if you have, so if two Rishuyais are using one area, so l'chein not allowed to be metaltal. So this is like the din of Shtufi Mevois, that even though all the Chatzeres one ishtatev, but all the batim in one Chatzer one ishtatev, but if you have two Chatzeres using one Mova, you have to make Shtufi Mevois. So Memele, so here you have two Chatzeres, who want to be mishtamish, or who want to be metaltal to take out from their chotzer to the Bein HaPasim. Shtayim ay, omalei osa. It's osa. Omar Ravune, shtayim asurim vafilu irvu. Ravune said a bigger chiddush, that afilu these two chatzeres wa ma'arev, maybe people will say, and Erev helps Lebein HaPasim. See, a clove doesn't mean in 1 minute, Rava Oma, Irvu Mutter. If these two Chatzeres were Ma'arev, it'll be Mutter. Now let us see Rashi. Also, Letaltal Mitoichon Lebein HaPasim, Kidem Eforish, Zuktebach and Eforish, Ravune Taimer. Afilu irvu derech ha-pesach. So let us see picture 20. So in picture 20, we see over here that there's a pesach between the two chatzeres. The halacha is you can only be ma'arev two chatzeres if you can get from one to the other, if you can carry from one to the other. So if there was a pesach between these two chatzeres, they were ma'arev. So memele, so Rashi says as follows. Afilu irvu derech ha-pesach, shebe-mechitze shebineyem. They were ma'arev because of the pesach in the mechitze shebineyem. Dahash te'efte deru v'chatzeres chodeninu. So halachically it's one chotzer. V'loi os chonadodi asuris letaltol mitoichon lebein ha-pasach. Afal piken, you're not allowed to be metaltal from the each one's allowed to take from his chotzer to the Bein HaPasim. Why? Gzeire sheme yoimru erev moyel Bein HaPasim l'shatev chatzeres yachad. People might come to make a false assumption. People might think they won't be aware that these two chatzeres are that there's a Pesach b'neihem. Because you have to realize the people who walk into the Bein HaPasim, could be they can't see this Pesach. This Pesach can be, the way the picture is, it's far back. So in the passing by in the Bein HaPasim, you just see two chatzeres with a mechitza bintayim, and the Pesach bintayim is not so much nika from the Bein. If you walk inside, you'll see there's a Pesach. But upon him, the passerbys, could very easily assume that these are two chatzeres which are moved to al yedei mechitza shebentayim, and it could be the passerby thinks it's like picture 19, that there's a mechitza between the two chatzeres. Now, so what's the problem? Shema yaimru erev moyo bein apasim. So people will see like this. You have here two chatzeres. And they're under the impression that these two chatzeres couldn't be ma'arev between themselves because there's a mechitza bintayim, there's no Pesach bintayim. Va'aval pike, so you have two bazundere chatzeres which have a hiluch in the Bein HaPasim. So the people will start thinking, so how did they do this? How are these two people able to carry? So mistame, they made shitufim avoids. That means, just like by two chatzeres, which open up into a movui, two sever, a chotzer on side mizrach, a chotzer on side ma'ariv. So, be allowed to carry in the movui if you make shetufim a voice. So, memele, so mistame, these two chatzeres also, you can be miyachad, these two chatzeres, you can make a ruvi chatzeres between them, but you can make shetufim a voice in order to be metalto from the chotzer to the movui. So people will think that by this passing that they made a shittuf in order to carry in the Bein HaPasim. Shema yaimru, people might say, Erev moyel Bein HaPasim l'shatev chatzeres yachad. That it's helped our Erev Bein HaPasim this l'shatev chatzeres yachad. Shaharoya oison metaltalin mitoichon lebein apasim. A person who sees them carrying from their chotzer to the bein apasim, lo yeda, he won't know the yesh pesach bineim, that there's a pesach between these two chatzeres, the mere ruve chatzeres. The sova, so he doesn't know about that. Hai, the loy osron adodi, Besoich bein apasim. Why doesn't one ask on the other? Besoich bein apasim. Kishar shtei chatzera is apsucha is lamovi echot. Shaosa lohitzi lamovi elim kainishtatu. Why? So why don't these two people ask? Hochinami mishum denosnu eruvan bein apasim kishituv shamov. So they'll think they made shituv. V'osu l'mishchinami l'hachnis u'lohoitzi mibein so people will see that these two people, these are two separate chatzeres, and they are metaltled together in the Bein HaPasim. So you see, you get such a muslig of shtufim a voice in Bein HaPasim. V'yoiv erev v'achas ha-chatzeres derech Bein HaPasim. So they'll make as a shtufim a voice. Shetufim evoyis bechotzer, so they make such a shetufim evoyis. What's wrong with that? Vahu vaday loy mahani. That zicha doesn't help. Techi tekino rabbonon shetufim evoyis. When the Chazal said that shetufim evoyis helps bimovi sosu tikun ba'er kayes al rochboy. Bezem efulish la'abot stodim. Shetufim evoyis only helps by movi sosum. This is mefulish la'abot study. So Baruch Hashem, there's a meiradike ritva. The ritva says peirish leperushay. The ritva explains Rashi. From this Rashi, we don't understand Claude along this, but Rashi says that shtuvim avoyis only helps by movi sosum, and this is mefulish, so it doesn't help shtuvim avoyis. Why, what, when, and where Rashi doesn't bother to explain. Now, the Ritva asks Akashe, L'chayre, the whole Yesod is not emes. Af al pi shalafa'omim ma'arvim rishus harabim, al yedei l'chayayim l'rabi Yehuda. We had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had in the first Perek, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have two mechitzes, makes a reshus ha-yochid, you have a reshus ha-rabim, and you have two mechitzes on each side, on each side of the reshus ha-rabim, you put two lechayayim, one on each side, or two kairis, and you ma'avna reshus ha-rabim, with two mechitzes and two lechayayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to others, with a lechina tzuras ha-pesa, So it's also mefulish, and good. So here they have a matter of forget two mechitzes and or a tzuras ha-pesach, but it's mefulish. Here it's also mutter. It's mutter. The shein dal mechitzes is matter the area. So why and he says over there? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they zicha made shtufim voice over there. I mean, they were metaltal in this reshus ram. They zicha made shtufim voice. Zok te ritve, there's a meyerdike chilik between over there and over here. Mikomokim, this street, that we malvan reshus harab, that you put tulachoyayin, one at the beginning of the street, one at the end of the street, hu reshus miyuchet, this is a private street. She'evshe lasais boi dlosais, theoretically you can make dlosais on the street. And this street can be miyuchid for the people on this street. It seems the whole din of shittuf, that means that this is a private area and we're mishutif in this area. Avodena pasim, she'oimed mefulish. Upasuach lechol dalet ruches ha'olam einei reshus miyuchid levnei chatzes. This is not a private area over here. You can't make a private street over here. Forget this whole union of pasei birois is forget. This was made for the oilei regolim. This is not. You are shochen to it. You can't make this private. Forget this is miyuchid l'rab. A mokim that's miyuchid le'tzayre chabim, you can't make shetufei mevois. Shetufei mevois is only an area which is partially enclosed or has a potential to be enclosed. So we can say this street is our private street. So memele, and then the kelta to lechayayin enhance this inyan. This is an upkatelta street. But over here it will not help. So that was the svore of Rav Huna. The svore of Rav Huna was Hamoir de Kizar. The whole thing, the Ritva is also Moir, this Ha'ore. The whole thing is, and if they'll think you can make Shtufei Mevois and Pasei Berois, it's also an Isra de Rabbonon. It should be a Gzeire le Gzeire, it's called a Chod Gzeire. But Al Kolponim, that's the svore of Rav Huna. He says Rav Huna holds that they were geyser, shtayim, asurim, bafilo irvu, gzeire, shema yaimru, erev, moye, lebeina, pasim. And then that's the svav, avunim, ere gzeirem, rova, oma, erevu, mutter. Erevu, mutterim, zot rashi, de kivon, de irvu, derech, pesach, shabineim, vachad, reshusu, they became one chotzer, through the eruv, vichetzeres, that they made between themselves. So you're afraid people will not know that there's a Pesach by name, and people will assume they made shtufim b'voice. They'll be matashen shtufim b'voice by pasi b'voice. They never made such a gzeira. Zok te gemore vaita. I have a raya from a baraisa to you. We learned chotzer sharoisha echad nichnas lebein apasim mutal letaltal mitoicha lebein apasim lebein apasim lesoicha avor shtayim osa obama medvorim amurim when shtayim osa to take from the chotzer to the bein apasim shalayirbu. So lemaisa, so since both of them are mishtamish with this area of the bein apasim, so it's like taking out from one chotzer to a movi. Aber Irvu Mutorim, but if it's Irvu, then it's Muta. So you see, klar and often the Bereise, like Rav, that if they made Irvu Chatzeres, it will help. Leime to have it to Yufte the Rav Hune. So it's a Yufte the Rav Hune. Amalacha Rav Hune, Hasam the Hadron, the Ovon. Let us see the picture 22. This is the Ritzvah's picture. And let us just explain the picture, then we'll see Rashi. He says, there it's speaking about that if a person passes by in the area with a Pase Birois, there's another Pirtze. There's another Pirtze Bein Tayim, between the two Chatzeres. Not only the Pesach, in the back of the Chotzer, is enables them to make an Eruv Chatzeres. They have in front of the Chotzer, there's also another place where they become Nisaret, through the front. So Memele, so it's called Poshet. So that's Pshat in the Baraisa. He said, the Ravun only said, if we have like picture 20, the people who pass by in the Bein HaPasim, they just see that it is two separate Chatzeres. They do not see the Pesach between the two Chatzeres. We have a view from an airplane. We see it, but they can't see it. Masha Enkein, in picture 22, that if you pass by the Bein HaPasim, you see klar that there's another Mokim La'arev. So Memele, so then there's no Gzeira. So they'll assume if both of them are metaltal in the Bein HaPasim, Mistome, they made an Eruv Chatzeres. The Hadron Va'ovon. Shenifratza Beineyem Pirtza Gdoila B'Soifa. Shegoli lakel shereshus achasi. Zok taisvis. Da hadran va oven, vahachi perushoi, salachere, but let's be miyashiv the loshna braise. The braise says as follows. Avostayim osa, vamedva mamum, shlo irvu, avol irvu mutorim. The Baraisa says that Irvu is mutar. Avuna says Irvu is osa. Hadran va orvan mutar. So Taisa says, Vachi pirush. Shtayim asuris afilu Irvu. Period. The im Irvu, what does Irvu mean? Deinu kloima, the hadran va orvan. Mutar is kshe Irvu. If it was Irvu with hadran va orvan, then it is mutar. Samaza Irvu is osa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei abaye merabe. Yovshu mayim b'shabes ma'am. We had pasi berois, and these pasi berois are matir to take out from the boer into the area of the pasim. What'll be the din? Yovshu mayim b'shabes ma'am. Zot Rashi. Yavshu mayim b'shabes mahu letaltel bein hapasim. Is one permitted to be metaltel bein hapasim? What is the shaila? Miyamrin in Shabbos hoyil v'hutro hutro. That means since betchilas knesis haShabbos there was mayim in the be'er. So memeila there was already chal aheter tiltel because of the shame dalad mechitzes for the paymus oyler regolim. Aydul makivin the heter pasim eina ella mishamayim. They were only matter the mechitzes. This is a bit cooler. It's poritz merubalay. They were only matter ella mishamayim. V'rayyavshu, but now it's yavshu v'osa. V'akol pasim biroiskoy. This is not a hemshech of the gemara before with the chatzeres apsuches lepasim. This a new gemara though, a new shaila of yavshu. Grad the stipler of Zechayna Levrocha asks Akasha, the Machlekes Rishayna Baiter and Daf Chof Aleph, by Pasi Beirois Gufa, what exactly were they matter to be metaltal? So there's one Shittas of Rishayna that were only matter to take out Mayim for the Behemoth. They weren't matter of Lutzayrech Odom. That was the only tiltal they were matter. They were matter more than that. That's it. So frekta stipler, frekta soipesoi. So what is the shail of the Gemara? The shail of the Gemara is here. They say, hoil v'hutra hutra. you don't say Heil Behutcha Hutcha. That's the Lomdische Shaila. He says, but if the whole Hefer is only to take out water for the behemoths, so the Heil Behutcha Hutcha, but that Hefer remains. But more than Hefer you never had. If that's only the reason why they were mata, but already they were mata all till tulim bein apasim, so it's good. So now lemaise b'tchilas knisus haShabbos, everything became muta. So meila, so klar hashayla. If the heter, if you say hayol b'hutra, you don't say hayol b'hutra. Then it's a shayla. But if the only thing that was muta b'shaitoi was only to take out mayim for the behemoth, soila regolim, so if there's no mayim, there's no shayla of hayol b'hutra, hutra, it blives by tzorchi. Al koponim, so that was the shayla of the Gemara, do we say hayol b'hutra, hutra in this case? Zuk the Gemara, Omalei, klum nasis mechitze ela bishvil mayim. The only reason it has a teiras mechitze is because to enable the behemoth to drink mayim. Mayim enkan, mechitze enkan. So trashi, klum nasis mechitze kloima. Klum hutra mechitze kazu. This is not a mehutadike mechitze, it's a mechitze that you have parts of meruba loime. It's klum hutra mechitze kezu, elom yishumayim. The only reason we were matter this mechitze is elom yishumayim. It's memele. So now, there's no mayim, there's no mechitze. So that's what he answered it. So poshet, it's called like it's chosam mechitzes. That means midarabonon, it only has a teiras mechitzes, it's parts mubaloimit. So, al kaponim, even though minatayre it's good, midarabonon, it only has a teiras mechitzes when there's mayim. So, so when there's no mayim, it loses this, so like you lost the mechitzes. So you lost the mechitzes hamatires we had before in the Gemara. Hayil v'hutra hutra does not apply if it's chosam mechitzes. Svarin Rab Yosi, if the keira fell off, the lechi fell off, so then you're not allowed to use the movi because it's nechsa mechitzes. Then you don't say hayil v'hutra. So that's the lomdus of the Gemara over here. It's considered like you lost the mechitzes. The mechitzes is only mutter b'mokimayim. Mechitza enka. Boi rov. Yavshu mayim b'shabbos. Ubo b'shabbos mau. So it could be, he asked him a double shayla. Yavshu mayim b'shabbos, one shayla. Is you allowed to use the mechitzes? That's not Mr. Friedrich's shayla. Now he asked him another shayla, ubo b'shabbos mau. What happened if it rained and water came back in Shabbos? Is it chayzav anir the heter of pasim? Omalei abaye, yavshu b'shabbos, Loiti boiloch. That's no shayla. The boy minei, I asked already the ma, I asked from Rabbi already, he poshetly does. So that I can tell you. That I know klo. Yovshu, it's awesome. Bo, nami loiti boiloch. Now both, later, the boy became the smale mayim, nami loiti boiloch. The havalei mechitze hasuye b'shabbats. So it comes out that it became a mechitze in Shabbos. That means that we said before the whole Teiras Mechitze it lost. The whole Teiras Mechitze it lost when there was no Mayim. So now it became a Mechitze when the boy filled up. Besanya, we learned in the Baraisa called Mechitze Asuya B'Shabbos. The Mechitze was made in Shabbos, was created in Shabbos. Bein B'Shoigik, Bein B'Mezit, Bein B'Oines, Bein B'Rotz, and Shmo Mechitze. She got back your Mechitze, so what's the Shaila? So it's Zichem Mutter. Listen, that what it says, kol mechitza asuya b'shabbos, shmo mechitza omar rav nachman lo yishonu al lizrik. That means minatoire. That if the mechitzas were created in Shabbos, you have a reshus hayochet. Lo yishonu al lizrik. That if you're zayich from reshus harabim into this area, in this surrounded area, yichayet. Avo letaltol loy. But it's not called a mechitze for tiltol. If a reshus hayochid was created in Shabbos, so it's reshus hayochid min ha-teira, but there's no heter tiltol. So Memele, so it's not poshut what you're saying. Fakert. This is the mechitzas that became the schadish in Shabbos to the bias maim and the boyer is that can be matter tuto. So the Gemara answers no. Ki itma the Rav Nachman. That what Rav Nachman said that bemezid. Ki that Rav Nachman said that tuto is also ki itma the Rav Nachman amezid itma. That's only speaking about mezid. But if the mechitzas came about not in an oifen of mezid, it's the chamuta. Some emailer, so here became a mechitza through the rain. That what the boil got filled up, so the mechitza got a teres mechitza. Some emailer, so it's no shayla. So this will be mutter. Zogt Rashi, Yov Shemayim v'Shabbos, v'chaz rabog shomim boi bayoi, mai, mi emrin in chaz rupasim leter narish and letaltal besoichon, that you'll be permitted to be metaltal bein apasim, minei de ma rabbi, shoye rabbi. That I could answer myself. The kaimelon called mechitze. Hanas is b'shabes shmo mechitze. Loishnos, he said, no, that's not possible. Loishnos, the shmo mechitze alal rizrek. Shazoyik, mishus harav, lesoy chochay. Midarai se vaadai mechitze. Avale taltoloso, the rabbonon gozer, alay, the rabbonon wa gozer. Since this mechitza came about in Shabbos, so there's an isser tulto. So the Moses says, no, Rav Nachman is only speaking, amazed it, ma, knosa knosua. Avale shoigig, muta, vahod, and nasis meoleo. Here it's not even a shoigig. Shabbos, because of the raining, it's so memele became a mechitza. Kolsh came the muta. Zog Taisvis. Mechitze ein kan. Aval gav da baye islay Shabbos hoyel vehutra hutra. So there Dachsamir is speaking about that you had two separate mechitzes. You had two separate chatzeres, and there was a mechitze ben tayim. So there's a mechitza ben tayim. So memela, each one was permitted to be metaltal in his chotzer because one didn't ask on the other. Then in the middle of Shabbos, it became porots one chotzer to the other. So there's a svar of hoyel v'hutra hutra that so since one chotzer did not ask on the other chotzer betchilas haShabbos, so it remains mutter. Here there's a different problem. There there's a problem. There there's only an Erev in the problem. Here there's a Mechitza in the problem because the Mechitzas without Mayim don't have a Teres Mechitza. Ki itmer the Rav Nachman amazed itmer. V'hodom rinem v'shabes peperik hazorik v'toys v'ez abor koponem heistes. But we go away from our Gemara that b'mezid, a mechitza that was created, b'mezid, does not have a teres mechitza, will not be muta betilt. Tektach toises v'hod amrinim b'shabes b'perik hazoirik, svinois shenis kashru me'erev Shabbos. He had two svinis, and they were mekusha erev Shabbos, v'hutru. And then they opened up, they separated. Now, when these svinis are separated, before when there was Mekusha, they made an Eruvi Chatzeres. So the Eruvi Chatzeres was matter, tiltal, you could go from one ship to the other ship, so it became one big Chotzer. Behutru, now they became separated. So Memela, now they moved the one from the other. So in the Sitzdikya Matzah, the Eruvi Chatzeres does not help at all. Vechozru v'niskashru, and they got tied back again. That Amis and Teicha Machzolis, he won't be chayiv al tmai v'dal Amis b'shus haram, because mina meteire became a reshus hayochi. But mida rabbonon, ein echanam yitzu also letalpo. So, that's by Machzolis. By Svinis, he can't say this. Hinami loikoi amazit. Very unclear that's what it says. Niskash ben shaking be mezidim be mutoin. It's not going. It's chazal atayin arishin. Chazal atayin arishin is not going on mezid. So why did he say it? It's very unclear, the second teretz. Inami lekoi ameset. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Abolosov. Hazeirek lebein pasei abirois. A person standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he throws something into Bein Pasei Birois, Chai, because Bein Pasei Birois is Aloha V'Rishus HaYochin. So Mamele is Chai. Frekte Gemore Pshite, Hilav Mechitzehi, Eiche Mishtere Lamalis. Versteitzach is the Rishus HaYochin. You're taking out of a boil, which is the Rishus HaYochin. So this would remain a Rishus HaRabim. How would you be permitted to take it out? Sarkocha became a Rishus HaYochin. So Memela, so what are you telling me? What is the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? So the more no, leitzchiche, the ovad ke'ein pasi berois b'shus harab. Now he wants to tell us a different chiddush. That a person made pasi berois b'shus harab, but there was no boir there. There's no boir whatsoever. And now a person was zoyrik m'shus harab, toich pasi berois, he's zoyg l'soych achay. In fact, the Gemara Nami Pshita, that's also Poshita, that's the Dreis of the Kishus HaYochid without a boil. He loved the Ba'alma Mechitzahi. If Shem Dalad Mechitzahs can not give it a Teres Mechitzah, Gabi Boyer Heche Mishter Elei Letaltali. So it's Icha Rishus HaYochid. The boil doesn't make it a Rishus HaYochid. It's Al-Kochoch. These Mechitzahs, the Shem Dalad Mechitzahs is a Matla Min HaTere. Fertig. So what's your Chiddush? The Gemara loitzricha no Rabbelas is saying a different chiddush. Af al gav de kaboki bo rabbe. No, he's saying a moir de kechiddush. He's saying a chiddush that it's boki bo rabbe. That means we have here pasi birois in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and the rabbim is walking through these pasi birois. Af al pikein, it has a shem Rishus HaYochid. And as a male, if a person will throw something with Shus HaRabim into these Pasi Berois, he's chayv. Umayka mashmo, so now Rabbi Elazar is telling us a chiddush. Dulei osei rabim umavatli mechitza. That the hiloch of rabim is not mevatzel the mechitza. It still is a teres mechitza, even though boki by rab. Frag de gemore, omar Rabbi Elazar chodesim. This chiddush Rabbi Elazar also told us. This nan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoyso derech Rishus HaRab mafsekosam, yisalkeno. Later, we have in the Perish Chai, on page 50. On page 50, picture 40. So there you have, they had the Rishus HaRab. The Rishus HaRabim is walking in this area, so you made now, want to make Pasi Berois over Yisalkeno. So you make sure that these Pasi Berois, Machnish can break the Pasi Berois to take up the whole width of the Rishus HaRabim. You're Mesalik it to a side, that the Rabim should not walk through this area. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Osa Rabim Avat V'mechitzte. That's it is Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And what did the Chachamim say? Chachamim Moim remain a tzorech. Let them, you can make a rizike pase berois. On one side of Rishus HaRabim, the other side of Rishus HaRabim. And the Rabim will walk through. And noch eichnish gefellig. Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Loza, the Omri Tavayu, kan oidiacho koichon shal mechitzes. You have a mechitzah, so even though you have the same traffic going through this Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaYochid. So memele, ime hosam, hava mine kan v'lai svirelai. That means, that's what the Chomim hold, but personally, they don't hold like this. They tak hold, osa rabim mevatle mechitzah. Kamash melon kan v'svirelai. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar said, now let's go, itma omar Rabbi Elazar, hazerich lebein pasi birois chayiv, so Rabbi Elazar is telling us that you are chayiv, even though osi rabim, and the boki boy rabim, afal pikein, it is chayiv. So the Rabbi Elazar is telling us, svirelai. Frag de Gemara velema ho veloi boi hach, chode miklal chavot itme. So the Gemara says, ein hachanami. This memra was said first. Rabbi Lezer's memra zoig lebein pasi berois was said first. So you see, he holds like that. And later the Talmidim took, derived from this memra, so they said this statement on the Mishnah, as here you see the lumbus of the Chachamim, that, that even those Bokim Barabim still is a terrorist with Shusayach. So it's Rashi, as Erich Mishusarab lebein apasim shall be rois chayiv chatas, so Shusayach in Mal Yisu, ilav mechitz midaraisa, ilashabye, mire Shusayach in Lizrika, eiche shor abono lemalis, loitze Mishusayach, which is the boyer, the Shusarab Mishum doichik, so a kolchoch the pasim be rois makes it a Shusayach. Kein pasim be rois, vein shom boyer, mafsekosom shein shom derech alabein apasim yisalkenel et stodim, Das Idrisis, of course, the Rebuda holds, Das Idrisis Rabben, Batle Mechitzis. Kana di Uacha Chachomim, Kama Godel, Koichen, Shal Mechitzis, Loi Mevatle, Mishum Bekiyis Rabben. Zog Toisvis, Kamash Mlokan, Usvirolei, Umil Rabbi Yoichenen, Vade Kambel, Isvira, Kilumin Lokamon. Rabbi Yoichenen holds Lamaise, you do say, Ose Rabben, Mevatle Mechitzis, and therefore Rabbi Yoichenen says, Il Molei, Yerushalayim, Lehoysed, Losses, Nulis Balayla, was, it would have been Hesus HaRashus HaRabim. So, the Rabbi Yechanan personally holds, you say, Oser Rabim Avat Limechitzte. Zog the Gemara weiter. Muta Lahakriv Lebe'er. That's, okay. Man Hosam. Lo Yamid Odom Bershus HaRabim V'yishte Bershus HaYochim. A person should not stand in Rashus HaRabim, and he should be drinking from Rashus HaYochim. Bishus ha-yochid v'yishta bishus ha-rab, elim kein machnis roishoi v'ruboi lomokim shushoise. Unless, yev roishoi v'ruboi lomokim shushoise, v'chein begas. And the same aloche applies by a gas. Period. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Mutal ha-kriv, Rishna lo lekula masnisim bereish pirke. Elim kein hichnis roishe verubay. Vechayshinon shemo yimshach gufay lemokim raglov v'yaitzi akeli imoy. Loshna Rashi is very unclear. The Ritva brings down the psak klorer of the loshna from Rashi. Shemo yovi lohovi akeli lemokim shegufay oimetsham. We are speaking about over here that a person is standing, let's say, in the Rishus HaRab. He's drinking in the Rishus HaYochid. So if his only Roshah is in the Rishus HaYochid, he's drinking from a cup. So we're afraid he might bring the cup into the Rishus HaRab, unless Ruboy is in the Rishus HaYochid. If Ruboy is in the Rishus HaRab, and it's only Roshah Rishus HaYochid, so we're afraid he needs the cup to drink. His body is in the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so maybe that's the Loshem Rashi, the Loshem Ritva is much clearer about V'yaitzei HaKliyim, and that's the Chashash. If the Guf is, the Rubai is in the Rishus HaRabim, he might take the Kli into the Rishus HaRabim. Unless Yevroi Shei Rubai. V'chein Begas, Meforish Beperik Basre Le'inyan Maise. T'chol Kamashu Begas, Shoisim beloy meiser al hagas. Aber lohoitzi min hagas, shtiyas kvahu. The gas was in reality, the gas was like a platform. And, there they were doirech the anovim on the gas. Now, from the gas, and so, in this whole area, this platform where they were doirech anovim, so then it became liquid, and then it used to drain down into a boil. That was how they made the wine. Al kaponim kozman, you had the liquid on the gas, so this is like nigma malachtoi. So the shtia on the gas is called the shtia saroi, and some amele, so it's, so they were matar ashtiyas aroi, they were matar ashtiyas aroi, even though you want mafreshet, since it's only ashtiyas aroi, it is mutar. V'chein begas, meforish bepeg basra, linye maiser. V'chol kamo shuhu begas, shoysin, v'loy maiser ala gas. Kozman is on the gas, on this platform, so one is permitted to drink without afroshes maisa. Avol lo hoitzi min agas, shtiyis kvahu. This is a shtiyis kvah. Va'al agas, on the gas alone. Afilu mois goi becham in davol le kvah, lo choshiv le kvah osa. That's also not considered kvah. Anyway, so here we're speaking about, so v'chein begas, it's also the same aloch. Either we'll learn pshat, v'chein begas is pshat that he's standing chutz min agas. So v'tzroi sheverubay begas, you're not goyzer, he might bring out the keli with the wine outside of the gas. That's one way you could learn. Or maybe there you could learn there's a mahalach that kozman is not roi sheverubay begas, you don't have the heta b'chal to, that's not considered a drinking al agas. Well, kapona, by agas, the same halach is, it is only muta if it's roi sheverubay begas. Let us see Taisus. Lo yamid odom, bepeirik basre mukilo, v'chafeitzim atzrichem loy, that means this keli, if it's roi shoy in the rishus ayochid, he needs this keli. Because rinan do meyachnes etzloy, so we're afraid he might take the keli where his guf is in the rishus arab. So Mamela, so it's Raisha Virubai, they won't go. The kosher, the tapik lay, is another problem. The Koma'ayel Mershus Arabim Lashus Ayochit. He's taking in, you have to understand, he's drinking in the, let's say, Raisha Virubai Bashus Ayochit. It's Gufay Bashus Arab. So he's taking from his Oike from a Rashus Ayochit, and it goes down into Bnei Meyov, so that's in the Rashus Arab. So he's being ma'ayel mershus harabim l'shus hayochit. He's taking from mershus haram to mershus hayochit. If it's the other way around, he's taking mershus hayochit and the maim is mershus haram. K'moy mashtin v'rok mershus harabim l'shus hayochit d'asrina l'kamon. It's called, you made an akire b'shus harabim and you were nananocha b'shus hayochit. V'Rashi tiritz l'kamon. So Rashi asks this question. Rashi says the teretz. Leidomi l'mashtin b'rok. T'shoysa oved akire b'hanoche b'chad reshusa. By shoysa, as soon as he drinks it, and it goes into his mouth, so it's noch. The mashkin nochin b'soich piv, shehu mokim p'tu. It's noch b'soich piv, which is a mokim p'tu. V'af al gav. So Rashi holds like this. The goof is Bershus Arab. The pear is Bershus Ayochit. So Memele, now he took water from Bershus Ayochit. He took water from Bershus Ayochit. He made an akira from Bershus Ayochit and he put it in his mouth. So it's noch besoich piv. So I took from Bershus Ayochit to Amokim Ptur. Piv, which is in a different Rishus than his goof, is a mokim ptur. It doesn't get the din of a reshus arab. It doesn't have the din of his guf. So it's a mokim ptur. So memeila, so I took from a reshus ayochid into a mokim ptur. Now from his mouth, it goes down. From his mouth, it goes down into his stomach, which isn't the reshus arab. So that's a mokim ptur to reshus arab. That's what Rashi says. Leidomi lamashne v'rok t'shoyse ove dakir v'noche b'chad reshus. He's making an akira v'nochin, the same reshus, the mashkin nochin b'soich piv shumokim tu. Ba'av agav the chayzrim v'nivloim ein locho shel v'nochu b'mokim tu. Ba'av agav the b'mokim, so it comes out, I'm taking from reshus ayochet to mokim tu, and from mokim tu to reshus ara. Ba'av agav the b'mokim shein boi dalet al dalet. If you have, we learned before, if you have a mokim tu, that's not dalad al dalad. Amrinin o bovacha la yachlifu. We learned one is not permitted to be machlif. That means you're allowed to take Moshus Aram to a mokim ptu. Moshus Ayochet a mokim ptu. But to take a Moshus Aram to a mokim ptu to a Rishus Ayochet, you're machlif Rishus, that is also. Hosam gazrinin dul ma'osi lafu ki behedye. We're afraid he might go from one straight to the other. Here it has to be noch koidem bepiv. So here there's no gzeire. Here it has to be noch. So meila, since it has to be noch, so meila, therefore they want guys. Avo bemashtin, if a person is mashtin or rock, Leichoshev piv mokim tu. Even the piv begufei heim b'mokim echot. Let's take the case of Rock. He's standing in a rishus hayochid. So his mouth is a rishus hayochid. So memela the roik in the mouth, when he spits out the roik from the rishus hayochid to rishus haram, he's making an akira from a rishus hayochid to a rishus haram. There's a deraisa. Well, if he's there, but according to this lomdes, hayamuta lahoitzi roishoi, Lushus Arabim, Lushus Arab will be better. See, it's nice from the Taisus Arosh. That will take, will stick out his head, Lushus Arab, the Lorok. He'll be able to spit out, even the Piv, Bemoke Macha. Since his mouth is Bemoke Macha, let's say he has the saliva in his mouth. Now, he sticks out his head. So he sticks out his head, so his head is a different Rishus, it's a Mokim Ptu. Havi mokim ptu. So mamela, a person will be able to stick out his head with the saliva in the mouth. And then, so we're taking from a mokim ptu to a rishus haram. The whole iser is, Taisa just said, if I'm standing in the rishus hayochid to spit into rishus haram, that's also. But to stick out my head into the rishus harabim, that'll be muta. So Taisves Bohod mi boilon beperik basre hu birshus hayochit upia oma birshus arabim mau. Frektach Taisves Sataydach nicht. Taisves said that if the piv is in the rishus arabim will be muta because it's noch be piv. So if the piha oma will be in the rishus arabim. I'm sorry, that I mentioned before that the saliva was in his mouth, lavdavke. Afilu, the saliva was not in his mouth. According to Taisvis, it would be muta. Because when he brings it up and then he spits it out, it's noch bepiv. Taitach Taisvis, so why does the Gemara say, vodem iboilom beperik basre, hu bishus ayoch de pioma bishus arab mal, hainu mishum de meraglayin, miyad kshen nekru migufo ishuv ein nochim befioma. That means it goes through the piyama, but there's no hanoche there. So memele, so there's no hanoche, so it's going straight from a rishus haram to rishus haram. Masha enkein over here, even he brings up the saliva and it goes through his mouth, but when it goes through his mouth, it's noch in the mouth. So memele, so then it's hanoche b'mokim ptu. So hanoche b'mokim ptu. And memele, so therefore it is mutter.